Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Mishnah Dalet is a little different than the previous Mishnayos, because here we are not dealing with Truma falling into Chulin. We are dealing with Truma falling into Truma. So, a Truma Temeya, Shenafel Emeyasa a Truma Tahora. So, it is one Sa'ah of Truma Temeya, which cannot be eaten, that's falling into 100 Sa'in of Truma Tahora, that of course could be eaten by the Kohen. So, on the one hand, this is a classical situation of Isser V'Heter. It's not really different than most situations of Isser V'Heter. But on the other hand, up until now, when we've talked about the whole concept of Olin, it's been around being Mevatel or Ma'ale, the Kedushas HaTruma. Here, we're talking about Mevatel or Ma'ale, the Tuma, right? The Isser Tuma. So, it's perhaps a little bit different, and therefore we have a machlokas right from the get-go. Beishamei osrin. Beishamei says, this is not ola. It cannot be nisbatel. It cannot be ma'ale. You have to just treat the whole thing like truma tmeya, right? It's meduma, but it's truma and it's tmeya. So we have to basically treat it like truma tmeya, and therefore it's asur b'achila. Like any Truma Temeah. Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel say, no, that's not true. This is a typical case of one Se'ah fell into 100 Se'in, and it's Isser into Heter, and therefore it is Batel, or since it's Truma, it's Ole. Amur Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel kind of tried to explain their rationale to Beis Shammai. Listen, Beis Shammai. Ho'ol u'tahora asur lazarim, u'tmeah asur lekohanim. Right, we know that chulin, truma tahora is forbidden to zarim, and truma tmeya is forbidden to kohanim. So there's a certain parallelism here with the iser side, right? And so therefore, we should say matahora ola av tmeya tala. There's a kavachomer going on here, right? Because just like truma mixed into chulin for Yisrael is one Isser into 100 Heter. So to our case, for a Kohen, right, where we have Truma Temeya, which is one of Isser, into Truma Tahora, which is one of Heter. Right, it's parallel. So Beis Shammai responds, Amar lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, lo, not necessarily. Im he'elu achulin akalin, hamutarim lazarim, es ha-tahora, ta'ale Truma achamura ha-asur lazarim es ha-temeya. You know, you're giving the case of chulin that was able to be vatal truma. But maybe, says Beis Shammai, the reason that chulin is able to be ma'aleh is because it is total heter. And so there's enough heter to overwhelm the iser. But in the case of our Mishnah, there's no heter. Truma tahora is still restricted, it's still asur lazarim, and therefore you're talking about a partial iser being mevatel a fuller iser. It's not quite the same. Perhaps the Truma Tahora doesn't have the power to be Mevatel because it is itself usser relative to a non-Kohen. Now the Rishalmi says that Beis Hillel responded back. No, listen. They say Truma is a death penalty offense, right, for a non-Kohen. Right? If a non-Kohen eats Truma on purpose, he gets the death penalty, all right? Misa b'dei shamayim. And nevertheless, it is still able to be ola or nisbatel, right? So then, kal v'chomer, truma temeya for a kohen is an isser aseh. It's forbidden, but it's an isser aseh. It's not even a lotei aseh, much less an isser misa. It's a much lesser level of isser. And therefore, if we're able to, at a rate of 100 to 1, mimavatel, the serious death penalty isser of truma for a Yisrael, we should certainly be able to use that ratio to be mivatel or ma'ale, the isser aseh for a kohen to eat truma tmeah. Beis Shammai, hearing this final response of Beis Hillel, accept their response, and Beis Shammai agree that they accept the opinion of Beis Hillel. And so at this point, we now no longer have a machlokas. The Mishnah introduced us to the logic of both sides, but we know that subsequent to the conversation, Beis Shammai came over to the side of Beis Hillel. Okay? And therefore, our Mishnah continues, La'acha shahodu, after Beis Shammai accepted the opinion, they acknowledged, right, the opinion of Beis Hillel and accepted it. So now everybody agrees that it's Ola, right? So, but we still don't know what do you do with it, right? Because now you have Truma Temeya that fell into Truma Tahora. So that Tuma, now you're Ma'alet, you take one out. So the other 100 are mutter to eat for a coin as Truma Tahora. But what about this one? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Teirum V'Tisaref. Rabbi Eliezer says this is the same as we've talked about before. This is the same Sa'ah, right? Rabbi Eliezer holds that in the case of Olin, we say that the Sa'ah you pulled out is the Sa'ah that fell in, which means that the one that you're holding in your hands now, that you're pulling aside, is it is Truma Temeya, actual Truma Temeya. And so it must be burned, like we've already discussed in Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Bet. Chachamim, however, Chacham Omrim of the Miyuta. The Chachamim say, no, listen, the Tuma is Batel at a rate of 100 to 1. So why do we normally say Olin rather than Batel? Because of Gezel HaShevet, where we don't want the Kohen to get cheated out because his Truma got nullified among the Chulin. But this is all Truma. So the only question is nullifying the Tuma. Once the Tuma is nullified, there's no need for Olin. The Tuma is lost. Of the Miyuta, it got lost in its insignificant smallness among the rest of the Truma. And therefore, we're looking at a batch of 101 chulin Truma Tahora, and every coin can eat the whole thing.